The New Country 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Caesar on the line. Caesar had a great first date with Bonnie, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. So, Caesar, tell us how you met Bonnie.
I was actually hanging out with some of my friends and saw her across the bar and was like, yeah, all right. We started chatting and, hit it off pretty good. And then we started following each other on Instagram, and one thing led to another.
So obviously you guys connected. You decided to go out on a date. What did you guys do on your date?
We went out for drinks again and grabbed some food. And I thought we had a good time, but I haven't heard anything back from her since.
Did anything go wrong on your date? We just have to ask.
I don't think so. It was a good night.
All right. Well, let's give Bonnie a call, see if we can help you out and get you that second date, okay?
Thanks.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
We have Caesar on the line. Caesar had a great first date with Bonnie, but no second date. They actually met at a bar, but he hasn't heard from Bonnie since. We've gotten a hold of Bonnie. She's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Bonnie, do you remember going out with Caesar?
Oh, I do.
Well, he said y'all had a great time, but he hadn't heard from you since.
Yes, I mean, it kind of like ended pretty quickly in my mind when he showed up wearing makeup.
What do you mean showing up wearing makeup?
I felt like I was going out with Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. He had on really thick eyeliner and black nail polish. His eyes did pop, and they were beautiful, but, like, I don't know. It was just a little much.
He said you guys met out at a bar one night.
Did he not have that on when you met him?
No, he didn't have any sort of makeup or nail polish on. And when I checked his Instagram, I didn't see any photos like that either.
Well, you know how Second Date Update works. You know that Caesar's on the other line. Is it okay if we bring him in to get him to tell us about the look he's throwing down?
Yes.
I am, yeah.
Did you hear what Bonnie said?
I did, yeah. It surprised me. You know, it's just a little Cowtown goth light, you know. It's not like I don't wear all black or anything. It's just a little, you know, just a little pop of darkness to remind people that I'm still, you know, feeling things. Just kind of my look.
I'm so sorry, but that's just not working for me, man. Cowtown goth light, I guess it's not my jam.
Wow. Okay. It seems like it seems like a pretty superficial reason to not go on a second date with me, but that's your thing, not mine.
I mean, it's not superficial when, you know, this isn't the person I met and it's not the person you present online. It's just, you know, I wasn't prepared for a man in makeup. Just seems like a new thing, I guess.
Is it a new thing? Are you sure?
I mean, no, it's been my look for a while. I guess I've never really gone out of my way to show it on Instagram, but like I never really hit it either. So,
oh, what did you call it? Cowtown
goth light. Yeah, it's, yeah. like I said, not like full goth, just like a touch of it.
A touch of goth. Well, Bonnie, you know how Second Date Update works. If you want to go out a second time with Caesar, we'll pick up the tab. Caesar, if you did go out a second time with Bonnie, would you promise not to, maybe throw down the "this is how I normally look" look?
I guess I could, you know, tone it back a little more and go like diet goth light or something.
Bonnie, any interest in going out with Caesar?
And the Cowtown goth look?
Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called?
I mean, I don't want to be the person who stops someone else from expressing themselves, so I don't think it's a match, and I don't think it's going to work.
Okay, I mean, I guess, I appreciate that she knows her mind. It sucks, but, like, I like better now than me, you know, taking her out on a bunch of dates and finding out that she was just in it for the free food or something, I guess, right?
Well, Bonnie, we appreciate you coming on the air with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Caesar, not the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Bonnie.
Yep. Yep. I mean, on to the next one, I guess.
On to the next one.
Yep.
Cowtown goth.
Yeah, that's a new one for me.